All right, good morning, everyone.
Good
to see everybody, even though it's virtually.
虽然我们是透过网路，但是很高兴能够看到大家。
It's pretty amazing that we can still meet like this in this day and age. It's a blessing for sure.
实际上能够在利用现在的科技能够这样聚会，实在是一种祝福。
So it's my privilege to be here with you today. I was thinking how quickly things change in these days.
我很荣幸可以在这里跟大家聚会，我也看见今天的时局实在千变万化。
Just a few weeks ago, I was talking with George and with TC about coming and actually speaking at the church, and I had no idea that meant we would be speaking over the internet.
实际上几个礼拜以前我才跟 TC 弟兄跟 George 弟兄有所交谈，我实在没想到居然我们会需要在网上见面。
But again, it's good to be with you, even though it's virtually.
但是还是很高兴，虽然只是在网上见面，但是还是很高兴可以在这里。
Well, I'd like us to start by reading our passage of scripture. It's found in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 3.
在我们开始之前，我想我们一起来看一段经文。这段经文是出自于出埃及记。
So I'll go ahead and read verses 1 through 11 in English first, and then George will read it.
我会开始用英文读出埃及记第三章第一节到第十一节，然后George 弟兄用中文来念。
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to move my screen here. Okay, there we go. Okay, Exodus chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. Moses thought, I'll go over there and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandal. The place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers. I am concerned about their suffering. I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, home of the Canaanites and Hittites and Amorites and Perizzites and Hivites and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
出埃及记第三章第一节到第十一节。摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野地外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火焰烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。神说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。 我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出那地，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地，就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声到达我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
Would you join me in prayer as we start?
让我们在开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, again, thank you for this opportunity to look into your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，我们有此机会来读你的话语。
I pray that you will give us some insights and some applications to our lives based on this experience that Moses had.
愿意当我们看这段故事的时候，你能开启我们的眼睛，认识摩西所看到的。
I pray that you will get our attention just like you did Moses's, and that you would encourage us that you are in control.
让你再一次吸引我们的眼目，让我们知道你在一切事上掌权。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉基督耶稣的名。
Amen. Well, so that's a very famous and familiar passage.
这是一段非常有名，也是许多人熟悉的经文。
And as we look at it, as we start here, I want to encourage us that even during these times of many questions and fears, God is still in control.
我希望在这段我们经历非常困难，非常不知道前面的方向的时候，我想鼓励大家，让我们知道主仍然掌权。
You know, and I think, more than ever in these days of fears and anxiety and questions, we need a renewed commitment to our God.
在这种紧张的时刻，我们必须再一次把我们自己交在神面前。
We need a renewed commitment to continue to share His love with those who don't know Him.
我们必须在神面前重新立约，让我们重新认识神。
I think you would all agree with me that now more than ever, the world needs to know that Jesus loves them and has a plan for them.
我相信现在大家都同意，现在就是全世界人都必须要认知耶稣是他们的主的时候。
So we need to continue to grow in our walk with God so that we are ready, willing, and able to share that good news.
我们必须也与神一起同行，在里面成长成熟，以至于我们可以分享这样的福音。
And one of those ways to continue to grow in our walk is to make sure we're spending time in His Word every day.
让我们能够成长的一种方式就是让我们在神的话中。
Great goal of every year, or really for every believer, is to read through the Bible in a year.
实际上一个很好能够成长的方式就是每一个信徒借着每日读经经历一年的一个读经计划来认识神。
It's a goal that I've had for many years, and this year, actually, my goal is to read through the Bible chronologically.
这也是我每年的计划。那今年我是希望按着时间来读经。
You know, there are many reading plans out there that you can get. There's a popular website called YouVersion.com, which is very helpful.
实际上在市面上有许多读经的计划，其中一个可以帮助我们读经的计划的就是有一个网站叫做 YouVersion 的这个网站。
Whichever plan you use, it's fine, but I would encourage you to continue reading. If you've already started, continue reading, and if you haven't, go ahead and start.
如果你还没有读经计划的话，我非常鼓励大家能够开始你每日的读经计划。如果你已经有的，请你继续。
Being stuck at home, we've got a lot of time now, you have to admit.
我相信大家现在都待在家里，我想我们有很多的时间可以读经。
Another great way to continue growing in our walk so that we can be able to share our faith is to be praying every day.
还有另一种让我们灵命成长的、成熟的，就是让我们经常的祷告。
We've got lots of opportunities to pray for people these days for sure.
我们在这此时正是我们可以经常为别人祷告的时刻。
I'm amazed at how much God loves me. I can never get over that fact.
我实际上实在很惊讶，是神是多么的爱我。
The longer I get to know Jesus and how incredible he is, the more I just realize, who am I that he would want anything to do with me?
当我认识耶稣越久，我就越来越有一种感觉是，我是何等人，耶稣居然会爱我。
This year actually marks the 39th anniversary of when I gave my life to Christ.
实际上这段时间就是我信主第39年的纪念日。
39 years of ups and downs, 39 years of peaks and valleys, but 39 years of God's faithfulness.
39年来上上下下起伏，经过各种的风暴，经历人生。
39 years and I haven't even begun to scratch the surface of how deeply God loves me.
经过这39年，我发现我对神的认识只是皮毛而已。
As I look around and I see all the fears and doubts of the people that don't know Christ, it breaks my heart. I need to know the Lord.
当我看见周遭的人因为不认识主而生命当中经历过的惊恐，我就实在非常的痛心。
Another thing I've been thinking a lot about these days is the holiness of God, the humanness of man.
另一个让我最近有一直在思考的就是神的圣洁以及人自己的本性。
Realizing just how big that gap is, the holiness of God and the humanness of man, there's a huge gap between us.
我突然就感到神的圣洁与人的本性中间的隔阂是多么的大。
And that gap between us was caused because of our sin.
而中间这个深渊乃是因为我们罪所造成的。
That's why I love Romans 5:8, which says,
我也很喜欢罗马书第五章第八节这里讲
which says, even while we were still in our sin, Christ died for us.
所以在这边说，当我们还是罪人的时候，神就爱我们了。
Even while we were doing the thing that he hates most, he still died for us.
就算我们正在行一个他所最痛恨、最恨恶的事情的时候，他依然爱我们。
Realizing how holy God is and how human I am, it's amazing to me that he still wants to have a relationship with us.
当我们了解我们自己的人性，也发现他的圣洁的时候，我们就感到他居然在我们这种情况下还愿意爱我们，是多么的奇妙。
So in Exodus chapter 3, Moses came face to face with the holiness of God and he did not know what to do with it.
所以在出埃及记第三章的时候，摩西这个时候居然被神呼召的时候，他突然面对神，不知道如何应对。
So as we look at our passage this morning, I'd like us to consider how we are responding to God when he tries to get our attention.
所以我想让我们思考，当我们面对神的时候，我们应该如何回应呢？
Because God is trying to get our attention today, just like he tried to and did get Moses' attention from the burning bush.
而实际上神今天也希望我们把眼目定睛于他，就好像当时摩西看到他一样。
The question I have for us today, actually two questions, is what will it take for God to get my attention?
第一个我们今天所要学习的是我们怎么样才能让别我们自己转目定睛于神。
Maybe ask yourself that question right now. What will it take for God to get my attention?
神到底需要做什么才会吸引我们的注意力呢？
And the second question is, what will I tell him when he does?
第二个我们必须要回答的问题，我们要如何回应他对我们的呼召？
So we'll see here in this passage, it took a burning bush to get Moses' attention.
我们今天看到经文里面乃是神用一个燃烧的荆棘来吸引摩西的眼光。
And his first response was a response of excuses.
然后我们看见摩西的第一个反应乃是充满了借口。
So I know we already read it, but I'd like to read verses 1 through 3 again to just get the context of what's happening here.
我知道我们刚刚已经读过了，不过我想现在我们再看一下这个第一节到第三节这里的经文。
I'll read verses 1 through 3 in English again, and then just so we can get the context. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire and it did not burn up. Moses thought, I'll go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up.
第一节，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶陀罗的羊群。一日，领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。摩西看见，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说：“我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘。”为何没有烧坏呢？
To fully grasp what's going on in this passage, we need to understand a few things that are happening in Moses' life.
要真正了解这个故事，我们必须要知道这个摩西他现在生活的背景。
The day God got Moses' attention, he had some things happening in his life.
这个时候神要吸引摩西的眼光的时候，实际上摩西自己生命当中正在经历一个阶段。
For instance, Moses was actually a fugitive, because of his actions back in Egypt.
实际上摩西是一个逃犯，乃是因为他在埃及犯了法。
So back when he was in Egypt, he killed an Egyptian man who was beating up, a Hebrew man.
当摩西还在埃及的时候，他曾经杀了一个埃及人，因为当时那个埃及人正在欺负以及拳打一个希伯来人。
So he looked around to see if anybody was looking, and he killed the man and hid his body.
所以摩西当时就四处观看，看四下没有人的时候，他就私下用私刑把埃及人打死了。
So Pharaoh found out that Moses had killed this man, so Moses fled into the desert.
结果没想到法老王发现这件事之后，摩西就逃亡，逃离了埃及地。
So he was a fugitive.
所以他是一个逃犯。
Moses also was working a lowly job.
同时摩西也是正在做一个非常低下的工作。
Now you may say to yourself, you know what, Pastor Brent, I'm not crazy about my job either.
那所以你也可以跟我说啊、Pastor Brent, 实际上我的工作也不怎么样。
And that may be true.
也许这是事实。
I think you would agree with me, Moses' job was clearly a dead-end job.
实际上我想大家都可以理解在这里，摩西他做的工作实际上是一个没有出路的一个工作。
He was a shepherd in the desert.
他是在旷野里面放羊的。
Nothing wrong with being a shepherd. Shepherds are great. I don't think I'd want to be a shepherd in the desert.
也许你会说，也许放羊的有什么不好呢？牧羊人为什么不好呢？问题他是在旷野里的一个牧羊人。
I think I'd rather be a shepherd in a, you know, in a beautifully lush green, field, not in a sandy, desert.
我想我如果做牧羊人的话，我希望是在一个蛮有青草地的地方，而不是在一个旷野地。
So the day God gets his attention, he's a fugitive and he's in a dead-end job.
而这个时候神就吸引了摩西的眼目，而摩西这个时候他是一个逃犯，然后并且他正在旷野里做一个没有出路的一个工作。
The third thing that's going on, which I think is kind of funny,he was living with his in-laws.
第三个是觉得有意思的是，他是跟他的岳父一起住的。
Nothing wrong with living with your in-laws, but I'm sure he's remembering what life was like when he lived in Egypt in the palace.
当然，这个跟自己亲家一起住是没有什么大不了的。问题是，这个时候摩西可能想到他当时在埃及居住的环境是如何。
I think it's safe to say that Moses that day, was in a situation where he could easily have missed what God was trying to say to him.
我想大家可以想象，摩西在那个时候很可能就错过神要对他说的话了。
Could have been like, oh, God doesn't want to talk to me. I'm a fugitive.
也许他会说，啊，神绝对不会跟我这种逃犯讲话的。
God doesn't want to talk to me. I have nothing to offer him.
也许他会说，神绝对不会找我讲话，因为我实在没有可以回报他的。
What's interesting to me about this account is it's not about who Moses was, it's about who God is.
但是在这个非常有意思的记录当中，我们知道并不是要作者并不是要让我们知道摩西是谁，而是要让我们认识神是谁。
God is holy, Moses is human, but he wants to have a relationship with him.
我们看到神是圣洁，而摩西满有他的人性。而在这个时候，神要与人交通了。
That's the point of the story.
这也就是整个故事记载的精髓。
Even though we are in our sin, God still loved us enough to send His only Son, Jesus, to die for us.
就算我们在罪中，但是神还是爱我们到一个地步，愿意把他自己的儿子送给我们。
For the next few minutes, I would just like to point out a few ways that Moses responded, we can respond in our lives as well when God tries to get our attention.
所以底下我要分享的就是愿意我们从摩西怎么样回应神的这个态度来学习我们应该怎么样回应神。
The first way that we see Moses responded to God's call was that he was open to what God was sending.
第一个我们知道摩西对神的态度乃是他愿意开放的面对神对他的说话。
You'll notice again in the passage when God called to him from the bush, Moses says, here I am.
所以当神从荆棘里呼叫他的时候，摩西说，我在这里。
You'll notice that God did not respond, God did not call from the bush till Moses went over to have a look.
请大家注意，神并不是在荆棘里大声呼喊摩西，然后摩西跑到荆棘旁边。
Now, sometimes God just, you know, gets our attention because he wants to get our attention.
所以也许有的时候神是借着某一样事物要吸引我们的注意力。
I think Saul, later to be called Paul, is a good example of that from the New Testament.
我想大家可以从扫罗，也就是后来成为使徒保罗的这位使者身上，可以看到这样的故事。
As we remember, Saul was on his way to Damascus to persecute Christians when a blinding light stopped him in his path.
如果大家还记得，扫罗就是要往大马色的路上，正要去迫害基督徒的时候，神突然在他的半路途中，显下大光照到扫罗身上。
There's a blinding light and this booming voice, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Got Saul's attention.
所以当神洒下大光到扫罗的身上的时候，扫罗整个眼睛都瞎了，神并且发出声音说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么迫害我的名？
So in our lives, God's trying to get our attention as well. Maybe he'sYou know, going to pack us with a booming voice, or maybe he's going to wait for us to respond to him.
啊，也许有的时候我们在我们生命当中，也许神是用这种用雷声这样的呼喊来唤醒我们，用这种异象来跟我们说话。
I think the key here is to respond like Moses did and say, here I am, Lord.
但是最主要的是我们要看到摩西怎么样回应。摩西说，我在这里。
When God is trying to work in our hearts, the key here is to be open to what He's doing and open to who He's sending.
当神对我们心说话的时候，最重要的是我们愿不愿意打开我们的心房来面对神。
And there are things that we may miss from God because we're too preoccupied with our past, or even our current situation.
也许我们会错过神对我们说话的重点，或者错过他对我们说话的声音。也许是因为我们满脑子的被我们世上的忧虑所霸占。
It's been said that if the devil can't make us bad, he'll make us busy.
哦，很多时候当有些人说撒旦或者魔鬼 也许不会让我们变成坏人，但是它会让我们非常的忙碌。
Many times we're just so busy that we miss what God is trying to say to us.
实际上，很多时候我们被生活的忙碌所淹没，以至于我们无法听到神的声音。
One of the maybe blessings in disguise of this whole situation we're in now is that people are forced to be quiet and to be still.
也许在我们现今所面临的这个灾难的当时，也许它有背后的祝福，它让我们都能够安静下来。
Psalm 46 talks about being still, and not just being still, but being still and knowing that He is God.
在经文上面说，但我们要安静，让我们知道他是神。
So how do we respond well to God? First of all, be open to what He's sending. Here I am, Lord, here I am.
那我们怎么样能够对神有个好的回应呢？其中第一点就是我们必须对神说，我在这里。
And the second thing we see in this passage, how Moses responded, is he responded with reverence to God's call.
第二个我们看见摩西怎么样回应神，就是他对神有一个敬畏的心。
I think it's interesting that God says from the bush, don't come any closer, take off your sandals.
我们这边看见很有意思的是，神在荆棘里说，你不要靠近，你不要靠近我，你要把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Take off your sandals, where you're standing is holy ground.
让你知道你现在所站之地是圣地。
So as we know, taking off of your shoes or sandals, it's a cultural, over there, it's a cultural sign of reverence.
实际上在当时把鞋子脱下来是一个尊敬的一种表现。
It's like if I were to enter your home for dinner sometime, I would take my shoes off. That's just a sign of respect, a sign of honor.
就好像当我到你家的吃饭的时候，我进你家之前，我会把鞋子脱下来，乃是表现我对你的尊敬。
This is actually deeper than that. So it's deeper than just respect or honor. This is reverence, which God is requiring of Moses.
但是这里不单单是一个尊敬的一个表现，这里面有个更深层的意思，就是对神的一个敬畏。
So reverence is a lot deeper than respect.
因为敬畏它里面带有的意思比尊敬还要更深一层。
But for us, respect might be, coming to church. Actually coming, leaving your home and coming to church. That's a sign of respect.
好像我们对神尊敬的表现，就好像也许大家今天早上到教堂里面崇拜一样。
Bringing your Bible or bringing your Bible app to church, that's a sign of respect for God.
我们也许尊敬神的表现，也许我们自己带着圣经，或者带着我们应该准备好的一些读经的东西到教堂。
Reverence is deeper. Reverence is more the idea of God, here I am, I will do whatever you want me to do, I'm yours.
但是敬畏乃是更深一层，乃是对神说，主，我在这边，我愿意听从你对我所有的吩咐。
It's interesting that when Moses realized who was talking to him, God referred to himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He was afraid to look.
很有意思的就是神怎么样介绍他自己呢？他对摩西说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，雅各的神。
When he realized he was in the presence of raw power and holiness, he did not know how to respond to that.
实际上，当摩西了解他现在所面对是一个全能、大有权威的神的时候，他实际上不知道如何自处了。
So reverence is deeper. Reverence is that, wow, it's that awesome realization that God is in control.
实际上，敬畏就是这种。突然理解到神是掌管一切的，是这种讶异的一种表现。
By the way, that's the same God we worship today.
实际上，摩西面对神就是我们今天所敬拜的神。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, right on down the line, that's the same God we worship today.
是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，也是我们今天敬拜的同一位神。
He was omnipotent back then, he's omnipotent today.
他当时是全知的， 如今也是全能全知的。
All powerful, all knowing is omniscience. Present everywhere. He's the same God then that he is today.
他是全能全知，而且无所不在的。他是过去的神，也是今天的神。
When God got Moses' attention, he responded with, here I am, and then, wow, this is God, responded with reverence.
当摩西被神的话所吸引的时候，当他注意力知道神在这里的时候，然后他也看见神是如何一位神的时候。
And then thirdly, we see that Moses listened to God's heart.
进入第三点，我们看见神这摩西这个时候愿意以心来听神所说的话。
Verses 7 through 10, I'm not going to read them again, but you can read them later. Give us God's heart in this situation.
所以在这边我们看见也看到神从第七节到第十节神的心意。
Many times we go to God with what's on our heart and he wants that.
很多时候我们到神面前的时候，神知道我们的心。
How often do we sit and listen to what God's heart is?
但是多少时候我们愿意了解神的心呢？
So you can see in verse 7, he says, I have indeed seen the misery. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers. I've seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers.
我们在这边看见神自己的心意。耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的苦难，我实在看见了。
He says, I'm concerned for their suffering.
他说，我实在很关心，也知道他们的痛苦。
So I have come down to rescue them and deliver them to the promised land.
我乃是要来解救他们的苦难。
I love that, especially as it relates to us today. God sees our heart. God's got a heart for us as well. It goes both ways.
我实在很喜欢这段经文，因为这个经文也表明神对我们今天所处环境的一个心意。他愿意来救我们。
So obviously, our heart in this, during this coronavirus, during this whole situation, our heart is, you know, keep us safe and heal people. That's wonderful. That's true.
是的，当我们在面对病毒的这个情况的时候，我们心里所想的都是希望我们能够被医治，我们能够脱离凶恶。
We need to keep,
这是好的。
We need to keep praying about that. I would encourage us to also add, God, would you get people's attention that they need you during this time?
是的，我们是应该祈求神的医治跟保护，但是我想更好的是，我们也要祈求神能够让人在这个时候，人能够认识神的一个机会。
Just like God's heart for the children of Israel in captivity was to free them and give them a promised land.
也就好像神当他知道他自己的子民是被奴役的时候，他是希望这群人能够被经过他的心意，能够到应许地得到自由的。
I think God's heart for us during this time that we live in is that we would stop being so busy and stop being so focused on worshiping other things and turn our hearts back to Him.
也许神对我们的心意在此刻是要让我们把我们的心不再着重于世界上的繁忙，然后让我们的心安静下来，来定睛在神身上。
God got Moses' attention.
神吸引了摩西的注意力。
And he delivers the reason for the message. I've seen the misery of my people, and I've come to rescue them.
所以他告诉摩西说，我已经知道以色列人所经历的苦难，我要是下来，要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
I'm sending you, Moses, to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go.
我现在乃是要差派你去打发你去见法老，使你可以带领我的百姓离开埃及。
Which leads us to Moses's response to God's instructions of what he wants him to do.
以至于接下来我们看到摩西怎么样去面对神的呼召。
He says, "Who am I?" Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
摩西说，我是什么人，竟可以去见法老呢？我哪有能力把以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
So he starts in, we're not going to look at all of it today, but he starts into this series of excuses, questions, doubts.
接下来以下的经文乃是摩西一连串的一些借口跟怀疑。
Even says, suppose I do go and, I, and they ask me who sent me? What am I supposed to say?
因为摩西接下来会说，那我是谁？你是谁？ 我哪有能力？当人家问我哪有这样的权利的时候，我应该说什么呢？
Yeah, and so he has good questions. It's questions we probably would ask too. But the point is God wants him to just follow.
是的，摩西也许是问了一些很好的问题，但是神主要的是要让摩西只要顺服他的旨意。
And it's interesting as you read the rest of the passage, God reminds him, I have sent you, I'll be with you, I am is my name, and I sent you.
实际上底下的经文一连串的告诉我们神的心意，神是要跟摩西说，你只要放心，我与你同在，我就是那位我就是的神。
So God's promises and his faithfulness in the midst of our inadequacies is, again, simply amazing to me.
实际上在我们这么有限的人身上，神不断地告诉我们他是可信靠的，这是非常奇妙的事情。
Why does he even put up with us?
为什么他要忍受我们这群人呢？
It really is a lesson in God's faithfulness, in God's grace, and His mercy towards us.
实际上，这乃是表明神对我们的慈爱、无限的怜悯。
As we know, Moses did finally go. Moses did finally tell Pharaoh to let the people go.
最后，我们也知道故事是，摩西终究是听了神的话，去了埃及，也跟法老说，让以色列人出埃及。
Which led to one of the most amazing stories in the Bible, the children of Israel escaping across the Red Sea on dry land.
最后发展出整个圣经当中最奇妙的故事，就是摩西带领整个以色列人过红海出埃及。
As we close this message today, I just would like us to consider if we are responding well to God when He's trying to get our attention.
当我要结束今天的讲章的时候，也许我们再一次思考，我们应该怎么样去面对神的呼召呢？
God's power, His holiness, they're beyond our comprehension. I would encourage us to be in awe of who God is.
当我们面对神的全能、他的权威的时候，我们实在讶异，我们必须要降服在他的全能之中。
Be in awe of who He is, be in awe of what He's done. Be in awe of what He's going to do in the future.
我们必须要讶异，降服在他的全能、他的全知当中。我们也知道他掌管我们的未来。
So the two questions we started with, we're going to close with.
也许我们必须要回应我所提的两个问题，然后我们做个总结。
Question number one, what will it take for God to get my attention?
第一个我们要思想的是，神到底要做什么才能吸引我们的注意力呢？
What will I tell him when he does?
那当他这样子吸引我注意力的时候，我应该如何回应呢？
My prayer, just like Moses here today, would be we would respond in, here I am, God.
我对大家的祷告乃是希望我们每一个人就像摩西一样，我们在神面前说，我在这里。
We would respond with, reverence and awe of who God is.
我们以敬畏的心回应神说，神，你是神。
And we would respond with listening to what God's heart is in this situation.
我们回应的时候也聆听神的心意是什么。
One of the things that I've been thinking a lot about these days as well.
另一件事情我心里思考的是，
is the closer I walk with God, I find myself asking the question why a lot less.
实际上当我与神同行，越与他亲近的时候，我就越来越少对他有所疑问，我的问题也越来越少。
Why is this happening? God, why are you allowing this? I say that a lot less.
我渐渐的不再问说为什么这件事情这样子发生或者那样子发生了。
I find myself asking the question what more often.
但是我却问的更多的问题是到底是什么，而不再是问为什么。
But what are you doing here? God, what do you want me to learn through this?
而我现在的问题是，神，你现在正在做什么？你要我从其中学习到什么？
And what are the next steps that you have for me?
而你对我下一步应该怎么做走呢？
I hope we can all learn something from this passage today. And again, thank you for the opportunity to walk through it with you.
我今天很为着今天可以与大家分享这段经文感恩。
God is holy, we are human, there's a big gap.
神是圣洁的，而我们是属于人性的。这中间有一个鸿沟。
And that gap was caused because of our sin.
而我们与神中间的鸿沟乃是罪所造成的。
God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to bridge that gap with the cross.
神爱我们到一个地步，愿意把他自己的爱子成为神与人中间的一个桥梁，十字架就是这个桥梁。
But now we can have a relationship with the Holy God through His Son, Jesus Christ, who paid the price for our sin.
而今天我们可以与神再一次有关系，乃是因为耶稣基督付了关系中间的这一个代价。
That's pretty amazing.
这是多么奇妙的事。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们做一个结束祷告。
Dear Lord, I thank you for your display of power and holiness in this passage today.
主，我们感谢你，你借着经文再一次告诉我们你的全能跟权威。
You are truly awesome, and words can't even begin to describe your wonder.
你是何等值得敬畏的神，我们实在无法用言语形容。
Thank you also for the patience and mercy that you showed Moses and his questions and doubts and excuses.
感谢你对摩西的忍耐，对他所有的借口，所有的推辞。
I pray that you would continue to work in each of us and help us be open to your leading.
同时也求主继续在我们生命当中做引导的工作，让我们认识你。
Help us to respond with reverence and help us to listen to your heart when we have our plan from you.
帮助我们懂得怎么样对你的呼召、对你的计划有所回应。
Help us respond in obedience, giving glory to you all the way.
愿意我们所有的回应都能把一切的荣耀归给你。
Help us to respond well to the plans that you have for all of us.
愿意我们对你、对我们的计划有一个好的回应。
And God, would you continue to use your love and your grace to spread?Around this world, much like this virus is spreading.
主，愿意借着我们可以把你自己的福音传遍这世界，就比现在病毒传遍的还要强。
Would you heal? Would you keep people safe? And God, would you help them to realize their eternal need for you?
主，愿意赐下医治，让我们能够平安，让我们在你的里面能够得到永恒的平安。
Would you use us in that process?
主，愿意在其中你使用我们。
Thank you for my brothers and sisters here at the House of Christ's Love. Would you bless them and encourage them with your love and grace?
主，愿意祝福所有在主爱之家的弟兄姊妹们。
The church is not the walls or the building. The church is the people, and the church is you in our hearts. We praise you for that.
因为教会不是一个建筑物，乃是你自己的肢体。主，我们因此也献上感恩。
I ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.